Panorama Arts presents The Whipping Man. It's a stage reading. Mark your calendar for this three-piece dramatic presentation, Friday, April 7th, Saturday, April 8th at Wealthy Street Annex. Appreciate you talking about this, Darius Colquitt. Goodness gracious, another adventure in your life.
Yes, just another one. I'm so glad to be here. It's good to see you again.
Glad that you were here as well, because we do like to talk about the arts.
Yes, we do.
And we like to talk about you. Darius, you have worn many hats. Tell us about you.
Well, I started out here in Grand Rapids as a student over at GRCC and then got involved in the arts community, and I've been coming back and forth ever since. I'm originally from Chicago, so
side of the pond.
Yeah, huh? That side of the pond, but you know, I swim on over every time you need me, but now I'm officially back. I am back in the city. I moved back this past August, and I am here working with Panorama Arts to make some amazing things happen.
Because something is going to happen weekend after next. Tell me about Panorama Arts.
Well, Panorama Arts is a new 501c3 organization. I am the artistic director. My friend and cohort, Miss Jeannie Myers, is the managing director, and we've worked together for several years and just have a bond that's like no other when it comes to artistic expression here in the city.
So you knew you needed to channel that energy together.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're very passionate about education, so mm-hmm. That's one of our bases. We want to make sure that we give a full 360 panoramic educational aspect to everything that we put forth for all walks of life here. The disadvantaged, the advantaged, whoever wants to participate, we want to be an all-encompassing group. And not just focused on theater, but we want to focus on all aspects of art as well.
Good. Who will be your target audience as far as gathering your... Will you have will you do auditions in the future? Or will you begin a team? Will there be a theater group?
There are some of us that have been involved, with some of the workings that we've done over the past year. And we do sort of have a small ensemble of sorts, but we are all about auditioning. Like I said, we are all inclusionary. We want everyone who can be a part to be a part.
Thank you for that. Let's talk about what's happening next Friday and next Saturday at Wealthy Theater Annex.
Yes, yes. We're doing an amazing staged reading of Matthew Lopez's The Whipping Man. This is actually a production that was done. We came in and saw you about 5 years ago about this one. We were directed under the Jewish Theater of Grand Rapids with Jason Marlette. A community favorite here. And yes, myself and the cast, we've been anticipating a way to bring it back because so many people were moved by the production and we just couldn't find a way to do it. But now the Panorama is here. We're moving forward with it. And it's actually the full original cast, myself, Brian Sistema, and Noah King Bates. We're coming back for the reading.
This is dubbed a staged reading. Can you educate us to this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. With a full production, you know, you get the lights, the costumes, all of the fanciful things with that. With a staged reading, it's really more focused on the language. It's focused on the words and the message that the production is meant to bring. So there will be, a little bit of light blocking here and there, maybe a little bit of movement to accentuate point. And the way we've set the room is sort of a all-encompassing room as well. Like I said, Panorama, we're all about that 360 look. So as much as we can include the audience into the story aspect of this production, that's what we're trying to do. And there are only three of us in this production. It's a three-man piece. So, there's a lot of focus there, a lot of energy there.
Now, a staged reading, from what I've experienced, we're reading from the script.
Yes, we are. Yes, we
so
are.
And that's different than what you did 5 years ago.
Yes, yes, yes. We did the full production all the way out 5 years ago. This time around, we will have scripts in hand, but we have worked it in a way where you'll still be entertained, you'll still be educated, you'll still be enthralled with the story, even though you'll see those black books there.
Now, with the three of you gentlemen, have you kind of taken the lead as far as... the director? I mean, somebody kind of has to call the shots, I trust.
Yes. As the artistic director of Panorama, I, and, the one that was really trying to fight hard to get this to come together, I felt really led to say, hey, we have to do this. And being that my managing director, she was involved in the first production as well. She was our stage manager for that production, to be precise. We both knew that this was a story that needed to be heard one more time. We knew that it was important for the entire diaspora of GR. And, like I said, all-encompassing art. We want to make sure everybody gets the chance to see it.
The specifics. I'm reading Wealthy Street Annex.
Yes. That is not the Wealthy Street Theater. It is connected to it, but it is not the theater. It's about three doors down from the theater. Same street, but about three doors down. They use it as the community arts center. That's what they typically call it. So there's a dance studio in there. There are other rooms that they use for other events, and we will be utilizing that space rather than the theater. Like I said, we want to make sure they understand this is for the community.
And it sounds like it'll be somewhat up, you know, back to the panorama, that setting, but somewhat black box feeling, up close and personal.
Definitely very intimate, very close, the black box feel, as well as we can make it. You know, the setting is very huge. It's a huge place. But we want to make sure that we get as close to the audience as we can.
How do we get tickets? How do we find out more information, Darius?
Well, information, you can find that on our Facebook. Just search Panorama Arts. You can also check our website, www.panoramaarts.org. Tickets will be, we'll be doing an admission at the door. The suggested donation is $10, but like I said, we're working with the community. So if you don't have that $10, this is also a pay what you can event. So bring your five, bring your two, bring your one. Whatever you have, we want you to be able to see this production.
Got to keep the lights on, but thank you for working with our community. And then what might be next?
Well, next, actually, we're doing a private screening of the production of Lines that we did at Wealthy about a year ago. Wealthy felt so strongly for the production. They enjoyed it so deeply that they said, we have to film this. So they filmed it for us during one of those nights, and they put it together for us. We'll be doing a private screening and a talk back. That's coming at the end of June 30th and May 4th. First, I believe, are the dates.
I bet we might talk about it. Panorama Arts presents The Whipping Man, April 7th and 8th. Congratulations on this new journey. Darius Colquitt. We'll see you. Take care.
You soon.